Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. We present the weekly program of the Cornell Independent Council. Today, our topic is, what place does the Independent Council occupy on our campus? Our guest for this afternoon is John Jones, a member of the council. John, what do you think is the purpose of an organization such as the Independent Council?
I feel that an organization such as the Independent Council, or IC as we call it, has two sets of responsibilities. One, the responsibility towards its paid-up membership of about 800, and secondly, its responsibility to all independent students on the campus, about 5,000 in all, whose interest it represents on the student council. I also think that it is necessary that people understand that the IC is not a political organization. It is a service organization whose main interest lies in bettering conditions on the campus for independent students.
John, I wonder if you could explain why you don't consider the IC political.
The reason for this becomes quite evident when you take a look at some of the other campuses where independent students are organized into political parties. On these campuses, there is an open split between the Greeks and the organized independents, which at times assumes the aspects of a miniature national politics, with opposing parties spending as much as $2,000 and $3,000 to elect a class officer. This is not the case on our campus. For example, the IC Board of Governors has just decided not to endorse candidates for student council elections in order to avoid becoming political.
Our time is running rather short. Could you give us an idea as to some of the working projects of the IC on campus?
I think the best-known service which the IC offers the campus is our bus service. It is campus-wide, and I think duly appreciated by those who have stood in line and hoped for a seat on a bus in former years, and who now are guaranteed quick transportation home during vacations. IC also has initiated tutoring service for those who find the going in some courses a little rough. The latest service, which is still in its formative stages, but which has a lot of promises, is the IC Introduction Service. This will provide the outnumbered Cornell males with a better chance to get a date, and at the same time give the girls a chance to get out and meet some of the fellows on a different basis than a classroom acquaintance.
This sounds very interesting, John, but I'm afraid we're running out of time. Thank you very much for being with us this afternoon, and I hope you will visit us again. This has been the weekly program presented by the Independent Council over WVBR 640 on your dial at Cornell University.